This is John Batcher, conversation with Anatoly Zak, my colleague who keeps the RussianSpaceWeb.com, following the adventures of Roscosmos, the most famous of all big space organizations, first with Sputnik, first with Gagarin, never quite to the moon, not yet, but right now they're debating a new space station, post-ISS, two orbits, 51 degrees, which is where the ISS is approximately now, easy to reach, and the Soyuz booster can reach it. Don't need a new big booster like the Angara. Or there's the polar orbit, which is conducive to Russia because it's mostly a northern land, and they want to survey the northern shoreline, which is presumed to be opening because of the retreat of the ice. So the debate is money versus usefulness over the term of this length of the space station's life. Anatoly explains very carefully here. This is post-ISS in the near future. Hotel Mars with David Livingston. Much more of this tonight.
Under certain scenarios, it is. So, for example, if they decide to use Soyuz spacecraft for delivering crews, then that station will have to be in 51.6 degree orbit. Because again, like I mentioned before, you have the, depending on the choice of your orbit, you will have different, you might have different transport system for the crew, the cargo delivery, and the module launch. So essentially, you have the kind of the, like domino effect of changes depending on the orbit which you will choose. And of course, the Soyuz is the operational vehicle. It's available now. So if you stay with the orbit which you have, you can, it is possible to essentially send the crews that way. So it is kind of cheapest and most economical and simplest way to do it.